Isaiah 40:21 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Is it he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like a grasshopper's, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught, and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing? Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows upon them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these, who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength. Mighty power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youth will be faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
This is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. How we long for the day, O God, when all creation will join in singing Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. We thank you and praise you for your presence with us here now to strengthen us for our walk and our work with you and one another. But Lord, we are easily distracted from your goodness, the greatness of your power, the depth of your love. So speak to us now through your world and through your word proclaimed among us, and focus our hearts on you. Amen. Have you ever traveled through a barren and desolate sort of place, one where there's very little on the landscape? I grew up in Oklahoma, in the prairie lands, and I was frequently reminded of this sort of vast and barren land that gets sort of pointed towards by Isaiah, who's speaking a word of comfort to a people in exile, where even if the physical landscape is not barren, the spiritual landscape of Israel is pretty barren at this moment. I remember driving down the highways and seeing just miles and miles and miles stretched out in front of me. Fields, pastures, scarcely the hint of anyone living there or any animals roaming the fields. And I remember wondering, not just once, but pretty frequently, how the land must have looked before the thin ribbons of the mile roads began to impose their grid pattern on the prairie. What did it look like so many years before? Were there herds of wild buffalo roaming around? Were there people who would gather around small campfires at night as twilight was setting in, huddling together to keep warm while the fierce wind whipped around them and then the stars began to come out in their multitudes, lighting up the sky. When most everything else is stripped away from a landscape, it's much easier to focus on the things that remain. Much easier than having to sift through all of the things in the foreground to get down to just the bare essentials. As a Girl Scout, I had the opportunity to spend many a night camping in the Oklahoma prairie under that same big sky with lots of stars and those same open, vast fields. Our council's camp shared a back fence with sort of a nature preserve area that was home to lots of buffalo. So occasionally, as we were having our camp outs, the Girl Scout camp, we would have buffalo sightings as the herd would roam around their enclosure. Other times, we didn't necessarily always camp at Girl Scout camp. Sometimes we went other places. I remember going to a series of caves. Now, these weren't the sort of caves that have the nice lighting and the sidewalks with handrails that go through them. Those are the nice tourist caves. No. We were going in wild caves, the kind where you came out covered from head to toe in the same color of mud. Couldn't tell anything about the clothes that you had on when you went in because it was the same color of mud, head to toe. We would squeeze through small enclosures to get from one room of the cave to the next with the encouragement of our leaders all along the while, and that was probably all that got us through wading through some of those cold natural springs that had created those caves in the first place. Our leaders had to keep us on track in those caves so that we could make it out rather than get stuck. We had to focus on where we were going and the mission that we were accomplishing. I also remember doing some high ropes courses with my troop. We would go and climb, and it was a good way to give us new perspectives on life, to build ourselves together as a team, to work on our communication skills, to work on character. We learned that we were stronger together, that we could accomplish our goals when we stayed focused, when we worked with one another, when we had a common goal and shared vision. One of the things I know to be most true of my scouting skills and camping trips was that they often took place at a different speed than the rest of my life. Our society tends to thrive on going full throttle, to go the fastest way possible, to just go, be consumed with busyness, to stuff in distractions wherever they'll fit. And it becomes so muddied, so complicated, that sometimes we have a hard time concentrating on the things going on around us, and we miss some critical details. We're inundated from every angle and perspective. But Isaiah says, slow down. Focus. There's something here that you need to pay attention to. It's important. It's important enough that it will break you out of the rut. It will get you off that ever-spinning wheel. Something that has the power to strengthen you so that you will not be weary. Through Isaiah, the people of Israel hear God speaking to them, saying that the promises made by God to this chosen people, they will be fulfilled. The people will have strength delivered to them. They will have their hope renewed. God has the power to rewrite the stories of their lives and of our lives that we might have been tempted to believe could only have one conclusion because of sin. Out of all of the news, out of all of the stories that have ever been told in the world, this story, the story of God and God's people, has been the one that has stood the test of time. You see, God's story begins at the beginning. And God has traveled all throughout history. God is still with us. Have you not heard? There's good news. God brings us new life. God desires that all people would be restored to the community of faith, that all people would experience wholeness. You see, God's grace is at work in us, even when we don't know it, even when we don't deserve it, even when we mess up over and over. God's grace is still at work, so we can focus our response to God and God's grace by giving it all that we have, by running the race that's set before us, for we are strengthened by God, who gives us power. As Isaiah said, who gives power to the faint, who strengthens the powerless. We must live into this vital and faithful sort of community that Jesus Christ calls us to be. We must focus our energy and direction to the path that God is calling us to travel, so that the world may know that we have seen and that we have heard that there is good news, that is life-giving news, life-changing news, life-transforming news for all people. We focus on knowing Jesus and on making Jesus known, for that is the mission that God has given us as this community of faith here at Hollywood United Methodist Church. Isaiah begins his message from God with two questions. Have you not known? Have you not heard? He repeats them again as he draws to a close of these comforting words from God to the people. Have you not known that God has been with you? Have you not heard that God stands next to you through all things? Sometimes we have conversations that start in a similar way. Have you heard? Did you hear? We do it at the grocery store. We do it at the hardware store. We do it in line anywhere we are. We do it at home. Sometimes we even do it at church. Have you heard? Did you know? God calls us to connect with one another. And we do that as we start to tell these things. Have you heard? Did you know? We start making those communications and those connections, but we often don't finish the story because we fail to point out the good news in the midst of it. We forget our focus. Maybe we haven't heard, or we haven't seen what God is doing. Or maybe we just have been distracted and lost our focus. For God is doing a marvelous thing. So focus on what God is doing and saying, for that will transform the world around us. And we're invited to be a part of it. You know, some congregations go through rough patches, through slumps or seasons of despair or fear. That's the story of God's people. We hear it over and over again in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament. But no matter how bad it looks, we're still invited to trust God, to trust that God hasn't fallen asleep at the wheel on us, to trust that God has spoken, that God invites us to respond, and not just with strategy or problem-solving skills, not just with contemplation or even trying to make our own plan to get ourselves out of it. But as Isaiah says, God invites us to respond by lifting up our eyes on high and seeing what it is that God is doing, hearing what it is that God is saying. When we focus on what's important, transformation can take place. The last few weeks we've explored listening to God, but the story of Samuel and Eli, moving with God, and hearing that God answers us. But friends, it's really difficult to listen, to move in concert with someone, and to hear God's answers when we're tuned to a different station on the radio. Have you not heard? Have you not seen? Have you not known God's work in your life and in your church? Faith comes from God, from hearing God's word, and not only with our physical ears, but also with our spiritual ears. So let all with ears hear. Stay focused. Stay focused on God and where we are headed as God's people in this place. Thanks be to God. Amen.